that is of rhythm with personality, that's right, in that line to improve their lot. Approaching to us that Vidyate Hridayagranti, Siddhante Sarva Sanshaya, Kriyante Chashukarmani Yasmin Drishti Akhidhar. There is such a thing, if we can come in connection with him, then Vidyate Hridayagranti, so many ties within us, Kamana Vasana, I want this, I want that, and I try myself with a particular desire. All the ties are not all untied, released. I do not want anything. All the ties, so many ties with so many things, all clear. Vidyate Hridayagranti, thousands, lakhs of granti there in the heart, all untied. I don't want anything. Then Siddhante Sarva Sanshaya, suspicions, doubts are innumerable, all cleared. All the doubts cleared. It is impossible almost, but it is true. Doubts cleared. Siddhante Sarva Sanshaya, Kriyante Chasya Karmani. And the sufferings, good and bad in this world, which was in store for me, I must have to undergo, that also finished. Yasmin Drishti Parabari, Yasmin Drishti Akhila. When that truthful aspect of the thing, we come in connection. That's as dharma is, you see, I take, there is a tree, I may take it as a ghost. And so many plans, the purposes, how to get relief from that and these things. How to get, but when that is found, no, that is a tree, that is my father standing there. The whole thing vanishes. Plan, purpose, design, activity, spirit, so gone. So the whole necessity, engagement, calculation vanishes when we can see that the environment I am not to fight for, but I am to embrace as my friend. It is not my foe, it is my friend. The whole management, that is my friend, friendly management. And only my apprehension from the friend as foe. And that clears, everything vanishes. So, adu saddha tata sadhu sangha. And that saddha, that there is a particular one, if I can connect with him, nothing will be necessary anymore. It will be our utmost satisfaction. Then I go to the sadhu, who are after such searching, and with their influence, I begin my life of searching Krishna Anusandham, Atatu Brahma Jigyasa. Joy meaning dharma jigyasa, what is our real duty, and Vedanta brahma jigyasa, who is the most accommodating thing, my biggest thing, what is the characteristic of the all accommodating thing. There is Brahma Jigyasa, Brihatta.
Brihatta, Binghatta.
Brihatta, who can accommodate everything in it, that is Brahma. And Paramatma, who is present everywhere, Anuraniya, minutest of the minute. Paramatma, within searching, with Antarjami, this subtle, the subtle most existence within, within atom, within electron.
Mm-hmm. It will penetrate everything.
And most accommodating Brahma. From where I came to here, Brahma, dharma jigyasa, duty, what is my duty? The Vedanta is Brahma jigyasa, who is the all comprehensive entity, Brahma jigyasa. Brahma jigyasa, Mahaprabhu's Krishna anusandhan, kahan jaon, kahan paon, murali balon. कहाँ जाऊँ कहाँ पाऊँ मुरली बालों
मापूल
लेखा किसने चलिए चलिए then the searching Krishna means searching who is the enjoyer not accommodating element nor all permeating neither all permeating nor all accommodating aspect of the environment but who is my owner, who is my enjoyer, for whom I am created, who will fulfill my whole aspiration for itself, in words of Hegel, for whom I am created, who can fulfill my existence, to search the development towards that. He is all enough, not the all-accommodating space, not the all-permeating atom. But my highest need is for fulfill whose satisfaction I am created. I can't get the corresponding satisfaction only in that plane, bhakta. আমি ভোগ্য আমার ভোক্তাকে হু ইজ মাই এনজয়ার কৃষ্ণানুসন্ধান কৃষ্ণ কনসেপশন অফ দি আলটিমেট রিয়েলিটি ইজ হু 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 ক্যান এনজয় দি রস রস বৈশিল রসামৃত মূর্তি রস ইজ ইন দি এনজয়মেন্ট নট ইন দি এনকোয়ারি আই হু ইজ দি আলটিমেট বিদুর কাষ্ঠায় যে most accommodating or most subtle permeating was Mahatma and Brahma. But the transaction, transaction of in the fulfillment of taking and giving bhoga, in that we, as a srishtikarta, generally we go to Narayana, and as the enjoyer, if we want for the fulfillment of our of everything, bhuktaram yabgandavasan, sadvaluk mahishwaram, suryam sadvabhutanam gattavan shanti. Everything for me, you are for me, you are my own. And he is my friend. To seek for a friend, not for the geographical expression of the environment, but to find a friend. Find a friend of universal interest in this world. Mahaprabhu taught that. The search after friend, not for duty and not for knowledge. Not for karma, Not for knowledge, but for your friend, you search. Bhagavad teaches us that, Puran generally teaches us that. You search for a real friend. It's the search of your heart, not for brain. Brain satisfaction, not for the satisfaction of the muscle, karma, our brain, but heart, the most important. And try to satisfy your heart. Search for the heart, for heart. There is heart, noble heart. And try to search for the higher heart to help your tiny heart. Your innermost necessity is to satisfy your heart, not brain. So science cannot satisfy you. Without this civilization, scientific civilization of grand characteristic, one can find satisfaction in a heart, in plain living, fully satisfied. Science means exploitation of the nature, and to get a loan from the nature, and they will have to clear the debt. To every action there is equal opposite reaction. So the civilization that is incurring loan, debt, no contribution, all negative contribution. Movement in the negative, progress in the negative side is civilization. Oh, plain living, high thinking, as it was in the yuga of the Rishi, in the day of the Rishis in India, plain living. Rishis, they tried to search something, something grand and beautiful. But beauty was not so much laid stress on. But when Bhagavat came by the instruction of Narada Goswami, and from Bhagavatam, Mahaprabhu took it to be the highest goal of all animation. You don't know, you are searching after loving heart. Loving heart can satisfy you, affection, and not knowledge. Jnani prayasamita vasu namantiva jivanti sankaritam bhodiyo. We are faithfully the quest after knowing things of your environment. But try to fulfill your thirst, your heart, your hankering for rasa, for anandam, for beauty, for love, for charm, for harmony. Westerners have used the word harmony, some philosophers, in place of beauty and love. They say harmony is beauty, harmony is love. Harmony. And discord is the opposite, undesirable. So beauty really is the beautiful. Martino, this European scholar Martino, who has written the Ethics, one book, Ethics, written by Martino. The reality is beautiful. Suttam Sivam Sundaram. We want Sundar. Sundaram. Mahaprabhu says, Gyane Prayasam Dabas. Knowledge is not necessary at all for the fulfillment of our life. Only through Shraddha we can attain everything. Our earnest hankering desire. For rasa. Rasa is the only thing for which, knowingly or unknowingly, every one of us are earnestly pray. That is rasa, not knowledge, not energy. Neither energy nor knowledge, but neither power nor knowledge, but the rasa, satisfaction, ecstasy. That is our nati vidum sartha gatihi Vishnu, Prahlad Maharaj, bahirarthamanya. We are making much of the cover, but not which is within the cover, sans, substance within the cover. We are enchanted by the glamour of the cover only, of everything. But we must penetrate into the substance which is contained in the cover. That is Vishnu, who is permeating everything. What is his nature? How loving he is, affectionate he is for us. His sympathy, his love, his sacrifice, all these things we shall try to discover and accordingly to fix our our path, what way we should select and make progress on. Hari Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. So Jnani Prayasa Mudapasya, Jnan Sunna Bhakti, Eva Hoy. Because when the independence of knowledge, our devotion, which has eliminated any calculation, only through faith, Mahaprabhu was, yes, it is here. Faith is not frustrated. Faith because the all consciousness atmosphere is present. Nahi kalyan kutkoshti durgatim tato gacchati. If you are sincere, the all consciousness is ready to help you. You need not be afraid. So, Saddha, Jnana Sunna Bhakti, Saddha, Jnana Sunna Saddha. Go on with. Jnana Sunna
Bhakti bolte Shraddha Jukta Jnana.
Jnana Sunna Bhakti, Jnani Prayasam Japasya. When he, that is Jnana Sunna Bhakti means he wants to offer himself, not to take the advantage of his knowledge of the environment. As a subject, Gyan means he is laying stress on his subjective position. And Bhakti is anti-Gyan. Become object. It is a doll in his hand. He will handle you. You try to become a doll in the hand of the supreme power. Objective, become passive. No active attainment. That I shall gather what is really useful to me. I know everything. Don't indulge in that sort of attitude within you. Surrender to the absolute knowledge, absolute affection. Then you as a subject, you cannot come in touch with him. He's adhukshaja. He can come to you, but you cannot go up to him. You are very gross consciousness. You cannot make the subtle consciousness as the object of your sense. But finite, once in Karachi, when Arya Samaji leader came to me while preaching that side, if finite can know infinite, he is no infinite. I answered, if infinite cannot make himself known to finite, he is not infinite. Just opposite. So he can come, but I cannot go to him. This is the fact. I am a blower stuff. So to attract him towards me, there is surrender, devotion, negative side. To increase the negative side of our aspect, so that the positive feel attraction and come down to embrace me, to accept me. That is the path of devotion. Devotion. To invite him, come to my lower level. I cannot go to the higher level where you are. So the search of the higher for the lower will be of such nature. Such nature. Then I am very low. I hold lower position. And you are so high. You can come. You can purify. You can take me. You can utilize me for your higher purpose. Otherwise I am helpless, neglected. Be pleased. That is the path of bhakti, and that can help us really to come in connection with the superior existence. And not by knowledge that I can bring everything within and make prison within my area of knowledge. We can't make him prisoner to catch and keep within the cage of our knowledge. It is not possible at all. So the path of devotion cannot help us. It is so high and so infinite in every aspect, so great, and we are so more. So the mercy, sympathy, love, grace, that is the only plane through which we both can come together. What do you say, Akhayananda Maharaj?
Yeah. Very nice.
Hari,
nice.
Hari Bol, Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu came with such news to us. Take his name and think you're the most meanest of the mean. He desired immediate help, otherwise I am gone. Why? Not artificially, but sincerely. Sincerely feel your helpless position, and also try to intimate it to your to the center, who is infinite love, sympathy. That is the most plain way to attain our fulfillment. Most simple. No artificiality, no science is necessary here. Heart, earnestness. Help me.
Yeah. Heart, earnestness. Beautiful katha. Heart, earnestness.
Earnestness of the heart. Automatic, spontaneous. And you will be taken and within his lap. No, my boy, you are not so low. You are my own. You are my own. I bhattu jada takta samasta karma nivejita atma vichikirsito me tadam tattam patipadyamana mamatma bhuyaya chakalpati vai dikkhakale bhakta kari atma samarpan sei kale krishna tari kari atma samarpan সেই দেহ করে তার চিদানন্দময় অপ্রাকৃত দেহ কৃষ্ণের চরণ ব্রহ্ম ভূয়ায় কল্পতি আত্মভূয়ায় কল্পতি আই এম অ্যাকসেপ্ট হিম অ্যাজ মাই ফ্যামিলি মেম্বার দি গোপিজ অলসো ইন কুরুক্ষেত্র উই আর নট জ্ঞানীজ উই আর নট যোগীজ উই আর নট কর্মী দ্যাট ইউ give consolation, that we may take that path and pass our time, kill our time. We are not to be dismissed by that sort of cunning at the impropio. We have already lived a life as your family member, and nothing less than that can satisfy us. You remain sure we can't be deceived by any other offer, however dazzling and charming you may send to us. Gehung Jusaham of Yonasudya. Our demand is fixed. We want you as a family member in Vrindavan. Nothing less can satisfy us. We are such and such. We are in Vrindavan. We are plain thinking persons, half savage. But we understand this as the highest point of our interest, to have you amongst us as a family member. And neither an abstract meditation and nor a temporary relief worker in the mundane activity of self-elevation. Neither Kormi nor Gyan. We have got the taste of getting you within our family life. We can't forget that. Any time. And Krishna says, rest assured, I am yours. Because the whole world of different sections, saints, they think that they are fortunate that if they can come in my connection. Everyone thinks that he is fortunate. Anyhow, he may come in connection with my affection. And that man or that person or that entity I am, I think it my fortune that I came in your connection. I consider it myself to be fortunate because I came in connection with you, so simple, so surrendering, so loving, so self-forgetful. You are, I can't forget you. I thought that I am really fortunate that I came in your connection. The world thinks, did they come in my connection, they are not fortunate. And I think that I am fortunate that I got your connection. So I am always yours. My appreciation for you is to such intensity. So you rest assured. Only some to minimize, to remove some trouble in the earthly affairs, I am waiting here. I am always with you. That was his secret advice, what response to the gopi. And they came back. Sai shlok suni radha khunjilo sakala badha krishna prapti pratiti hoilo. Radharani could understand this purpose of the saying of Krishna. And she thought that Krishna is fully mine. He is within mine, within my affectional zone. I need not bother myself for any imaginary despair of this apartment. He is mine. Wherever he is, his mind with this faith. Radharani came back from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. And Mahaprabhu in Jagannath, taking from Kurukshetra to Navavrindavan to Gundicha Mandir, with that spirit, taking Krishna from Dwarka, Dwarka Krishna, we take him to Vrindavan. যে দ্বারকাতে উনি নববৃন্দাবন তৈরি করেছিলেন কৃষ্ণ, এবং মাঝে মাঝে সেখানে বেড়াতে যেতেন তাঁর ইয়ের জন্য, শান্তির জন্য। এই দ্বারকা কৃষ্ণ কনস্ট্রাক্টেড, যেটা স্বামী মহারাজ নিউ বৃন্দাবন, সো কৃষ্ণ কনস্ট্রাক্টেড এ নিউ বৃন্দাবন ইন দ্বারকা, উইথ ইন দ্য এরিয়া অফ দ্বারকা, ইন দি প্যাটার্ন অফ বৃন্দাবন। অ্যান্ড সামটাইমস টু ফর ইস ইন্টারনাল পিস হি ইউজ টু ওয়ার্ক ইন দ্যাট গার্ডেন দ্যাট ওয়াজ বিল্ট ইন ইন দি মডেল অফ বৃন্দাবন টু ফাইন্ড হিজ ইন্টারনাল পিস he used to walk in that Vrindavan. So Bhagavad Dwaraka is mentioned here. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Is it jal khawa hai yes? Yes. 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 Yes.
নবীন
মদন কোথা হচ্ছে এখন? মায়াপুর থেকে? ভালো সব খবর ভালো, কান আশ্রম মহারাজ ভালো আছেন? অত অসুস্থ দেহ?
simply by your desire any living entity can be given love of God or liberation. Can we also develop the same potency as Vasudev Dutt?
Vasudev Dutt.
What is it?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Vasudeva Dutta that by your desire anyone can get Krishna Prema. So can we also become as powerful as Vasudeva Dutta? Is it
can
possible
we?
For us to become as powerful as
powerful.
Yeah, Shaktishali. As Vasudeva Dutta. That by our desire, others will also get Krishna Prema. Is it possible? He is inquiring.
It depends on the intensity of devotion of a devotee. Mahaprabhu told, you can sell me anywhere if you like. You have tired me with your door of affection so much that like ordinary property of sale you can sell me here and there. I am so much indebted to you through your serving attitude. I am your own. Whatever you can like, you can do it to me. That type of devotion was found in Vasudeva Datta. And that is also, there are also superior type of devotion we can understand of Chaitanya Dev. But that was a peculiar type of devotion in Vasudeva, which can trace his special desire, sympathy for the so many suffering souls at large. And Haridas Thakur also came to help him. Mahaprabhu told that Vasudev, if the whole world is released, then do you mean that the world will be non-existent forever? Then it was told that previously Ramchandra also took the whole of Ayodhya with him. But again Ayodhya was filled up by the supply from the causal plane. Haridas Thakur says, when you have chanted Krishna Nam, Haridas Thakur says to Mahaprabhu, you yourself are chanting the name of Krishna, and whoever is fortunate to hear that, that sound enters in the ear of whatever the man be, however simple, and he may it be conscious or unconscious, stone, trees, and so many, everyone will be released. And then again, the supply will come from the Sukma, this Brahmaloka, the Tatastha plane, it will come to take place, to fill up the vacuum. Mahaprabhu told, when Krishna is not bankrupt, when a devotee of your type has sincerely filed a petition to Krishna to release all the existing souls, they must have been released. He fulfills the desire of his devotee, it is his nature. And you offer that you will have to go to eternal hell for their release, but he is not so bankrupt that for this little grace he will have to show he will take help from you as reaction by sending you to hell. He will have to release all these souls. He is not such. A finite with an infinite, what is its position? Nothing. A drop in the ocean. One drop taken up, we can't understand from where it is again filled up. So the infinite will is such. When you want it, they have already been released. But still, the surrounding has again filling it up instantaneously. Instantaneously the vacuum is filled up. It is the manner of the infinite. So what we finite we'll go to calculate by our applying our logic or mathematics. Hey, Dinesh Babu, give us then. Why?
Eight.
Well, that personal karata, inquiry is always allowed. Inquiry. Hare Krishna.
Oh
yeah, moja dekhche.
Moja English ki mohan?
Fun.
Fun. Fun. Fun. Fun. Fun. Fun. Fun. Fun. Fun. Fun. Fun. Fun. Fun. Fun. Fun. Fun.
Hindi
বলেছেন এই সেদিনে যেটা দুর্গাপুর বিজয়াতে ওখানে হয় আমাদের ওখানে দুর্গ বিজয় হয় তো বিজয়টি যে হয় যখন আধুনিক যেসব বড় বড় লোক তাদের মধ্যে কাজ বলে আপনি তো মায়া মায়া রান্দা দিদি